Monday morning to you at 7:09. We're looking at 56 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, listening on the free WRHI app as well as WRHI.com. Then you can also watch this radio program on television on Comporium Cable Channel 102, that's CN2, and on the Facebook Live and YouTube channels of CN2 and WRHI. Well, fresh off the Masters Golf Championship, if you want to play golf, you are in luck because the organization, the Cancer of Many Colors, they have an upcoming golf tournament. And here to tell us more about it is the founder and executive director of Cancer of Many Colors, Paulette Crishone, as well as Malcolm Little, who's a board member. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
We should also say you're cousins.
Yes, we're cousins.
So, Paulette, let's start with you. Give us a rundown of why you started the organization Cancer of Many Colors.
Okay, so my father died with breast cancer back in 1981. And so when time kind of passed, I was in Atlanta, so I moved back to spend some time with my brothers and my mom. So I got back in 2004, 4 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. 1 year later, my brother Richard was diagnosed with leukemia. 3 months later, Jay was diagnosed with throat cancer. Richard died in 2007. Jay died in 2009, and I was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2011. So I took all that emotion and grief and all that, and I decided that I was going to give it back to the community. It was, listening to my brother Richard, the cost of just, you know, just the basics and what he was getting ready to go through as far as getting to Charleston, getting all this, blood work and everything else. I said, okay, that's it. So he didn't make it. I said, now this grief, this emotions need to go back to the community because I saw where all these patients, cancer patients, were having a difficult time paying for their basic living expenses. And that is so important because there are no foundations, very few of us that do that. Because when you are diagnosed with cancer, you cannot work. And then it affects you. It affects your families. It affects their family. And it's just a domino effect with it. So, and we do a bridge. In other words, we pay up to $500. Well, that's not much when you talk about cost today. But that is a miracle to some of them because that gives them an opportunity, a break to pay for the utility and then try to check and see if they can find some more resources. So our goal is to be a major resource for South Carolina.
And it's just a great way to take another stressor off of their plate. You know, they're fighting for their life, and their family is helping them in that fight, and that's just one less thing that they have to worry about. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you'd be surprised. I've had people say, well, what $500, what would that do? Well, in their lives, it does. It's tremendous. Mm. So we're grassroots, and so we really have to work hard for our money. We try to, for the awareness, not only just the money, but it's the awareness that's out there for people, that it's hope. Mm. So we're all linked together in some way. So that's what our goal is.
So you're based here in South Carolina.
Yes, in Lexington.
Okay. But you have a location here in our part of the state.
Yes. This is where Malcolm is. We're hosting this tournament because we need the awareness in the Piedmont region. Because our patients come from Lexington Medical Center, SCOA, South Carolina, MUSC, PRISMA, Levine Cancer Institute. We have McLeod down in Florence. So everything we do, it goes through their caseworker. And their caseworker is what applies for them. And then it goes to a board for approval. And then that those dollars are sent directly to the service provider.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it on over to Malcolm, who is a board member. And Malcolm, let's run down the details of this golf tournament. It's called the Tournament of Many Colors. Give us the who, what, when, where, and why. Well, we know the why, but you give us the rest.
So the who is the people who donate. It's not me. I'm a vessel. It's the wonderful people. The local community has been great. I mean, amazing, amazing Earth Fair. Empire Pizza. Mm-hmm. We have Eggs Up Grill. They're just so giving. They provided all the food for everybody. All the community that I work with, all the building trades, these guys all stepped up. And what it allows us to do is, like Paulette said, is all these funds go directly to the cancer patients. We don't have a brick and mortar. People can see exactly where the money goes, and that's important. So if people know where the money's going, they're more apt to give. And again, it's just an amazing tournament we have at in Indian Land. It's the first one we're hosting up here. We have over 120 people coming. It's just going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. People are golfing for a cause, not – they want to put the ball in the hole, but the golfing for a cause.
So it's on Thursday, April the 18th at Carolina Lakes Golf Club right there in Indian Land. Check in at 10 o'clock, shotgun start at 11 o'clock. Is this kind of like Captain's Choice or
Captain's Choice.
Captain's Choice. So you can get a team of four together, whether you can play golf or whether you just look good holding a golf club.
That's right. So you don't even have to play good.
And let me say this. So the Cancer of Many Colors, how I decided on that name is because all cancers have a color. It's associated with it. Mm-hmm. So ribbons, you see pink and you see some of these others. So I have five different colors in my family, so my immediate family. So that's how Cancer of Many Colors became to existence. That's how I thought. It's like a little whisper. It's a Cancer of Many Colors. So
I'm glad you mentioned that, Paulette, because you listing everyone in your family that has been impacted by cancer.
Right.
That's a lot to unpack. Just hearing it, I couldn't imagine living through this. And it started with your dad who got breast cancer. Yes. I mean, we do know men can get breast cancer, even though it's a small percentage, but men can get it. What a just shock that is.
Right.
And then to your point, in a span of less than a year,
yeah,
more family members either got diagnosed or sadly passed away from cancer. I mean,
it took my family.
Yeah.
I'm the last one.
And my mom was actually diagnosed the same time that Paulette was.
So that's your aunt.
So now, so we're good cousins, right?
Totally. You're you have each other.
Yes.
Boy, you said, hey, I'm not ready.
No, not at all.
What a fighter, Paulette. You yourself going through all this.
Yeah.
Has this been therapeutic for you to start an organization like this?
Oh, yeah.
To tell folks, I know what you're going through. I really know what you're going through.
Yeah.
And I'm an example of like,
right,
you can beat it. You can do it.
And see, I'm predisposed to genetics. So I carry the BRCA 2 gene. Mm. So that came from my father. Didn't come from my mom. It's just it was on my dad's side. So that kind of carries up into the side of this family. But no, I feel for them. I know exactly what they're feeling. And if you have never been through treatment before, you have no idea how that takes you down, and then what people feel, and can they work, and can they, you know, pay their rent. And rent today, it's not like $500.
Yeah.
Right. It's $1,500. Yeah. So they got to get another resource. So to help with whatever resource that they find, they get evicted. Some of them, everybody thinks that that's what it's just people with low income. It's not. Teachers, we have all kind of people that come through because their child is sick, and we help those at Prisma because they have to take off to sit with their child. They eliminate some of their income. So they may say, gosh, our utility bill is behind. We need to catch up. Then the caseworker will put in for them. Application.
Well, we know that when you are diagnosed with cancer or any other disease, like the bills continue to come. You don't get a pass on that. So we are gracious for you, for founding, creating this organization. It's called Cancer of Many Colors. Their golf tournament is this Thursday, April the 18th at Carolina Lakes Golf Club. Check in at 10, shotgun start at 11. You can go ahead and sign up now. Just check out what's – I'm on the Facebook page now, but just what Cancer of – the Tournament of Many Colors, is that?
The Tournament, Tournament of Many Colors.
Tournament of Many Colors, and you can see colors is a different color, as Paulette explained why. But go ahead and get signed up. I assume people can sign up all the way up until the shotguns start at 11. You probably won't turn people away, or will you cap it?
Well, I think that maybe the pro might be a little upset, but, you know.
I won't be.
They'll work it out.
Yeah,
they'll work it out. Maybe you'll be gracious enough. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to stand in your way. I mean, clearly. I mean, you all are a force to be reckoned with. Well, that is a lot to unpack, and I know sharing your story is helping so many folks, and we appreciate learning more about your story. Paulette Crishone and Malcolm Little, they are cousins. they're doing so much for those that are living with cancer, and we just appreciate so much what you all are doing.
Sure, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.